2ST, it's good times, it's great music. Peter Bramman here this afternoon. Time to speak to our naturopath now from beamingwithhealth.com.au. It's Mim Beam on the line. How are you, Mim?
Very good, Pete. And you?
Mim, always well when I'm talking to you because I feel so, what's the word? Informed.
Beaming with health?
Yeah, that's about it, yeah. But today we're going to talk about something that's really, I'm pretty lucky, has never really affected me, but it does affect a lot of people for whatever reasons, maybe diet or whatever, and it's constipation.
Yeah, Pete, it can affect up to 30% of Australians.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, us naturopaths are fairly bowel-obsessed, it's got to be said. And constipation is not a disease per se, but it's a sign that the bowel's not working really that properly. The definition of normal bowel movements is between 3 times a day to 3 times a week. So
okay.
It's a fairly broad definition there. The less than 3 times a week would be defined as being constipated. But also there are other signs of constipation, that is difficulty or straining when you go to the toilet. Also a feeling of not evacuating enough.
Yeah.
Pretty common.
That'd be awful.
And, yeah, and hard and lumpy stools. Yeah, it is. And people generally feel better when they go to the toilet more regularly.
Yeah. All right. What can we do to alleviate some of these problems if we suffer from constipation?
Well, there's a couple of really, I guess, obvious ones. But they really, you really need to tick the boxes there. And that is having enough fluid and having enough fibre. So what fibre does, and fibre is found in whole grains, so, you know, brown rice rather than white rice, whole meal bread rather than white bread, and it's also found in legumes, so chickpeas and lentils and kidney beans, and even baked beans are great source of fibre.
Yeah.
Nuts and seeds, and also vegetables. So salad vegetables, not so much. The way I like to visualise it is that if you put something through a juicer, rather than a blender, but a juicer. Mm. What's left, that pulp, is fibre.
Okay.
So if you put salad veggies through a juicer, you don't get a lot of pulp left. But if you put carrot or broccoli, you'll have a lot of pulp, so that those vegetables contain more fibre.
Oh, okay.
So fibre in the bowel does not get absorbed across the bowel wall. It's not a nutrient per se, although it's really, really important for our health. And so it continues down the digestive tract. And it actually forms, that and bacteria are what forms the stool. I know we're getting fairly graphic here today.
Yeah, that's all right.
And you need to have enough fluid so that fibre doesn't dry out.
Oh, okay.
Those two things. So having 2 litres of fluid a day, it doesn't have to be water. So it can be tea or even coffee, soup, herbal teas, and of course water, is really, really important. So ticking those two boxes of having fibre-rich diet. And you can supplement with fibre if you'd like to, with things like psyllium husks, and there's a brand that sells that, and also Cyprium. So having those two.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea. I know you can get that Metamucil, a similar sort of fibre drink, isn't it?
That's the psyllium husk.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the brand name. Mm.
Because if you didn't go to toilet on a regular basis and you eat regularly anyway, that really stuffs up your system, though, doesn't it?
You can
start
to feel a bit sluggish and headaches and abdominal pain and so on, yep. And things can putrefy and ferment in the bowel. So all in all, we do want to get things moving.
All right. What about a herbal way, Mim? Any special herbs that we could look at putting in our diet?
Yep. Well, anything that helps the liver produce bile, and bile is actually a natural laxative. So things like dandelion or St. Mary's thistle are very good. I often use the mineral magnesium. Because magnesium is a muscle relaxant, and the bowel wall is lined with smooth muscle.
Okay.
So having a magnesium supplement once or twice a day can help relax that muscle and increase the movement, which is called peristalsis.
Oh, okay.
And that's the downward movement through the bowel.
All right, that sounds all right. Okay, well, look, some great tips. So you got some more advice on your website, I would think?
I do.
About
constipation.com.au.
All about constipation.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, Mim. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Have a good weekend. We'll speak to you next Friday.
Looking forward to it.